Hi there. Welcome to this week's episode of the podcast with me, Russell Davis. It's quite common that Project Baby can become obsessive, can take over our life. We become obsessed about finding the solution, the thing that's going to make the difference, whether we should take the supplements, whether we should do this. What's often not spoken about is the obsession psychologically, how we can become obsessed with feeling calm. And that's what I dive into this week. Is that really necessary? Do we have to feel calm? What if you're fired from trying to manage your state of mind? What if you can know you're okay, whether you feel okay or not? And that's what I want to explore this week. So let's dive in. And if you enjoy this podcast, please do subscribe so you get regular updates. And please do rate it, and it helps share the love. Loving you. She said she realised that she's become obsessed with whether she feels calm or not. And it's very common that Project Baby kind of becomes all-consuming, and we can become quite obsessed about finding the answers, finding the one thing that's going to make the difference. And they're quite practical things, whether it's supplements or nutrition or this test or... But what's not often not spoken about is the obsession about our state of mind. How actually, yeah, I don't think she's the only one. I think I can relate to that on our journey. How I became obsessed about my state of mind. So are you, yeah, worried about not feeling calm? Are you obsessed about feeling calm? Are you more scared of feeling anxious or worried or negative? When I first came across this understanding of our human experience, when I began to really understand that it wasn't my circumstances that created my experience, it was my thinking, I became quite obsessed about my thinking. Actually, I resented it a lot, my negative, anxious thoughts. I really began to resent them because they were kind of stopping me being happy, they were ruining my life in some way. And I couldn't stop them. And that's the thing I want to kind of look at in this episode, is to really understand that you don't need to worry about whether you're calm or not. And for me, that can be quite liberating, because when we're trying to control our state of mind, when we're worried that we're not calm, not relaxed, not positive, we're trying to control something we can't control. It's like trying to keep a beach ball under the water. It takes constant effort. And the thing is with thoughts and feelings are two sides of the same coin. You know, feelings or thoughts have come alive into our nervous system. And when we have a feeling, sometimes we're aware of the thought behind the feeling, the story, the thinking behind the emotion. Sometimes they're not, we just have a feeling, but the back of our mind is still a thought, there's still a story that's creating that experience. And sometimes you're just aware of the thought going around our head, and maybe not so consciously aware of emotional experience that's coming from that. So thoughts and feelings are two sides of the same coin. So trying to control your feelings is like trying to control thoughts. And you really can't. It's an illusion that we can. You know, we're not thinking beings. We're beings that have thought. You can predict your next five thoughts if you wanted to. And for me, when I first came across this idea, this concept, it was quite strange. Because I think for most of my life, I've been trying to control my state. Almost trying to control my environment. Control what people thought of me. That I needed to. So my security, my survival was dependent on it. I felt very scary not being in control. Something bad might happen. I might get told off, might get judged. So the idea of not being able to control thoughts can feel really scary. But I do want it to feel liberating for you. Because I want you to know that you're okay whether you feel okay or not. I want you to begin to see feelings and thoughts for what they are. Just ideas. Just points of view. And we just learn to give our thoughts and our feelings too much credence, to take meaning from it, to think it really means something. Now, we all get crazy thoughts if we're honest. You know, I could be in a queue and be in a hurry and think, what happens if I push that person out of the way? I would never do it. I met a psychiatrist that says he could be at a zebra crossing and thinks, well, I plow those people down. He would never do it. And those thoughts are gone or forgotten about as quickly as they come in. We don't judge ourselves for having them. We don't give them a second thought. They're just gone, like clouds on a breeze. It's only the psychopath that gives them the second thought, the third thought, the fourth thought, and before they know it, it's the most important thing they need to do. So what if all thoughts were that, like that? What if all thoughts are like crazy thoughts? What if all thoughts didn't need a second thought? And I'm using the word thought, but what I really mean is our outside-in thinking. The thinking is, I'm okay when, I'm okay if. And I think for a lot of us, that's the majority of our thinking, conscious thought. I think in the space between thought, we have a quieter mind. We access maybe what we call a better quality thought, an inside-out thinking, our instinct, our intuition, our wisdom. For me, there's different energy with that. It comes from deeper within my body. There's a calmness to it, there's a kindness to it, there's a clarity to it. But it's a very still, soft voice, drowned out by the brass band of outside-in thinking, often insecure thinking, fueled by fear. And so much of our thinking is outside-in thinking. It just doesn't need a second thought. The fact we have it, not a problem, we can't stop it, we can't control it, like the crazy thoughts. We don't give them a second thought. Sometimes use the analogy of if you're walking through a city or a town late at night, and not any time of day really, but a drunk homeless person yells some abuse at you, would you take it personally? Probably not. If you're walking through the town in the middle of the day and some drunk person yells something at you, you just probably wouldn't give it a second thought. It might trigger you slightly, but you wouldn't hold on to it. You just see what it is, just a drunk homeless person. It's not personal. What if all thoughts are the same? What if we treat our thinking like a drunk homeless person? Doesn't need a second thought. Has no meaning attached, no wisdom, no depth. But it presents itself as being true. It presents itself as being the answers to our problems. It presents itself as being the solution. The fact it's created our success up to now, it's kept us safe up to now. It's not true, it's the illusion. It really is an illusion. So if you have worrisome thoughts, fearful thoughts, anxious thoughts, negative thoughts, well, if you just allow them. Imagine like drunk homeless people or the crazy thoughts, don't give them a second thought. You're not bad or wrong for feeling them. Don't resent yourself for having them. Don't get frustrated with them. Don't even wish you weren't having them, because you can't control your state of mind. You don't need to control it. The fact is there is really not a problem. And the more we allow them and see them for they are, it just settles like a snow globe. And you can know whether you're okay or whether you feel okay or not. And you can begin to care less about what you're thinking. You can begin to care less about your state of mind, whether you're calm or not. And for me, that's liberating. That's really liberating, because trying to control something you can't ultimately control, it's tiring, it's exhausting. What if you can just be fired from that role? Be fired from the role of making sure you have the right state of mind. well, if you can know you're okay, whatever you're thinking or feeling, it's just like a weather system I move through. For me, that's true freedom. And there's a lot of research that says no stress can impact fertility. But for me, it's not the stress itself. It's our relationship with stress. And there's research that shows that if we just don't care, we feel stressed or not, we don't have the psychological impact, so the physiological impact of stress. People who are worried about having stress, they have more of a physiological impact of stress. It starts impacting their body more. So it's not stress itself. It's the stress of being stressed. It's the relationship with stress. The more you know you're okay, whatever you're feeling, your feelings are thoughts or weather systems. They're thoughts, they're memories being projected into the future. They're not about the here and now. They're not about the here and now. Because when you're truly in the here and now, you feel calm. You feel resourced. You may not be exactly where you want to be in life, but you feel calm, resourced in this moment because you're safe in this moment. You're complete in this moment. You can accept where you are in this moment. Doesn't mean you want to be somewhere different. It just means you're accepting where you are today. Let's just begin to notice your relationship with thoughts, the relationship with the need to be calm. What if you can know you're okay, whatever you're feeling? What if you can be fired from managing your state of mind? Notice how that feels. If the idea feels light, allow yourself to enjoy that lightness. Explore.